With Cap Radio News, I'm Chris Feltz. Retail stores in California would have to boost the number of employees watching self-checkout machines under a new bill in the state legislature. Los Angeles Democratic Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas is the author. She says the goal is to prevent thefts and boost employment of retail workers.
Before allowing a self-checkout machine to open, we want to make sure that we have staffing ratios for one employee to two checkout machines. One worker to 12 machines is unacceptable.
The California Chamber of Commerce opposes the bill, saying it could hurt business. More than 100 students, faculty, and community activists gathered on Chico State's campus yesterday in a walkout for Palestine. Reporter Alex Stutson is with our partner station NSPR in Chico, and he has the story.
People sat inside a circle of cardboard rectangles, painted to resemble the bulletproof vests worn by journalists in Gaza. Many were printed with the names and pictures of journalists killed there since the conflict began. Each vest had a Palestinian flag planted in the ground next to it, rippling in the breeze. The walkout was organized by Students for Justice in Palestine Chico, or SJP Chico. It's a part of their campaign demanding the university issue a resolution calling for a ceasefire. Dr. Lindsay Briggs, a professor at the university, spoke at the event. She's been working with SJP Chico on their campaign and speaking up for students who may not feel comfortable speaking up themselves.
Those students tend to be students of color. And as a predominantly white institution, they are at unique risk for activism sort of purposes, especially in this fever pitch right now.
Others read poems and led ceremonial group dances. Bayan Jabari, a first-generation Palestinian-American, spoke at the event. Her grandparents were affected by the 1948 Nakba, which displaced thousands of Palestinians when the modern state of Israel was founded. She said she was inspired to become a vocal activist in the wake of Hamas's attack on October 7th.
For me, I said, did I want to sit on the sideline and watch humanity change this world, or did I want to be part of that fight after what my family has gone through?
An academic senator briefly spoke at the meeting, highlighting that the Senate will be discussing a proposed ceasefire resolution at its next meeting later this week. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
After massive downpours flooded California's rivers and packed mountains with snow, the state has reported the first increase in groundwater supply in 4 years. California's Department of Water Resources announced yesterday the state saw 4.1 million acre-feet of managed groundwater recharge in the 2023 water year that ended last September. Much of the state's population counts on groundwater for drinking water in their homes, and farmers that grow much of the country's food rely on it for their crops. California has been seeking to step up groundwater recharge with ever drier years expected from climate change and enacted a law a decade ago to regulate groundwater pumping. You can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.